got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm your host, Alan Mason, along with Rick Snyder, our show producer, and Steve Cody, the golden voice of the century there. We're here to give you the latest real estate news, money-saving tips, money-buying facts, if you want to buy money, along with community reports and events information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're looking for a home to call your own. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, write this down, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, how's your credit? To get your credit score, don't get your credit score confused with the bank's temperature clock on a snowy January day in Ottawa, Canada. This just might be the information you're looking for. The credit check is coming right up. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news, plus one or two things that make you go, And after the news, credit protection. These are the ones that you never see coming. They're also the ones that hurt the most. You got to watch out for your credit, and that's on deck. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home, because that's what Reach counselors do. They get you into a home. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He says it may be time for a crack check. Yeah, he says a lot of things slip through the cracks. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And in our final segment, Rick Snyder has found yet another scam. So stay with us, and we will hammer the scammer together. But right now, it's South Florida's latest real estate news and headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. Here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
More than one in four U.S. renters have to use at least half of their family income to pay for housing and utilities. That's the finding of an analysis of census data by Enterprise Community Partners. They're a nonprofit that helps to finance affordable housing. The number of such households has jumped some 26% to 11.25 million since 2007. The city of West Palm Beach plans to put up for sale at least 50 abandoned, boarded up, or vacant homes. Over the years, the city has acquired some of the homes because the owner couldn't pay the property taxes, and some were foreclosures. They also have a bunch of vacant lots that they're trying to give away for free. They're worth about $8,000 each. It still has to be approved by the West Palm Community Redevelopment Agency. South Florida topped metro regions all across the country for year-over-year decreases in consumer debt in the first quarter. This according to Equifax. Equifax National Consumer Trend Report indicates that the Tri-County area cut its debt to $135 billion in the first quarter. That's down from $140 billion. A year ago. And a Florida law firm and two management service company executives agreed last Tuesday to nearly $12 million each in suspended judgments to settle a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau claim that they ripped off a bunch of people in terms of loan modifications. We'll have details for you. And the Florida legislature is holding a June special session in order to pass a state budget. What will be included in that budget is still undecided. As you may recall, they left 3 days early for no apparent reason. And also, legendary Florida environmentalist Nat Reed has added his voice to a chorus of disapproval of the Florida legislature. He says the body's failure to enact key legislation as the House quit early over Medicaid funding has made us, quote, the laughingstock of the country. And we also have a story at the end of the newscast, which is a laughingstock. Those stories and more coming up, bottom of the hour.
When we return, what happens when your credit check bounces? You'll need more than a stapler and a roll of duct tape to fix that. You could use the duct tape to stick around with us, though. We'll share some tricks. that may raise your credit score. You're 90 seconds away from the check, and here comes the bell.
I ain't got no home. I know a place is wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place is wrong. I'm alone.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place is wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place is wrong.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm your host and Housing Heffy, letting you in on a special Reach Radio offer. If you're tired of paying rent or you just want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, May 17th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is June 14th. And by the way, the next Miami Kindle class is tomorrow, June 7th. Registration starts at 12:30. The classes start at 1 p.m. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. If you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You may pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up pretty quick, and they are limited. So get your name on the list. Don't worry. For more directions and information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. The first-time homebuyer workshop is a mandatory course to take if you're looking for government assistance or you want to take advantage of the government programs that they have to offer. They want you to take this first-time homebuyer workshop. Steve, you've been in those workshops before. I know you have. Are they difficult? Are they hard?
Well, the interesting thing was I was assigned to monitor the workshop.
Okay.
And needless to say, I was like, I had a great time, and I learned a lot. And I've bought more than a few homes in my many, many, many years on this mm-hmm. planet. And it's very, very interesting. Actually, Kenesha mm-hmm. and Dee, two lovely ladies that we both work with, do just a fabulous job. But it's not just them. They also bring in people from the bank. They bring in people from the credit bureau. They bring in realtors. And you will learn everything you need to know. And the time just zips right by.
Yeah, so it's not boring.
But there is one caveat. You need to sign up because they do get crowded. Yeah. You may recall a few weeks ago, the classroom was full. The people were out the door, and there were people sitting on my desk.
That's right. I remember that. So we're not fooling around. These classes fill up fast. They're valuable. They give you a lot of information that you need to know when you're looking to buy a home. And the best part about it is they talk about pre-qualifying for your home. When you pre-qualify and you have all your financing arranged and everything set up, it's such an easy slip to go in and buy a home mm-hmm. because you're all set up and ready to go. That's right.
And you get some tips on getting a good price, too. Prices are negotiable in real estate.
No, really?
Believe it or not, the biggest purchase you make in your entire life, there are a lot of people who don't shop around for a mortgage.
Really? You better shop around.
They just go to good song. They just go to the bank they usually go to and say, I want to buy a house. What do I need to do? And they go,
gotcha. Folks, don't get hooked in by the gotcha.
Yeah,
call the good folks at Reach and they'll help you out. What's that number again? 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Well, everyone knows the quickest path to financial rejection is a low credit score. Nobody likes it, but that's just the way it is. It's sort of like disco in the 80s. The average person...
uh-huh, uh-huh.
I know. The average person doesn't know how the scoring is formulated, nor do they care. What they do care about is what we're going to talk about today, how to build a better credit score. According to a sample of 3 million credit profiles, scores average a range on a scale from 330 to 830. The average credit score in America today is, can you guess? 687. Mm. That was Rick. That was a good one. So what's the trick? How can you raise your credit scores without having to pay an arm and a leg? Well, the very first thing you must do is get your thinking right. And this is probably the number one problem in the credit industry today. A credit card is not extra cash. That's the biggest mistake most credit card holders make. They believe, hey, I got a card, extra cash. Now I can go buy all the cool things that I wanted. What you're doing is getting yourself in debt. Once you have established a credit situation, learn these four basic things. Number one, pay your bills on time. Delinquent payments and collections have a major negative impact on your credit score. I know that's easier said than done, but that's the way the system was set up. Number two, keep balances low on your credit cards, especially the revolving credit cards. Those are the ones that have the most interest and cost you the most. Number three, apply for new cards and credit accounts only as you need them. Again, it's not extra cash. And number four, pay off your debt rather than moving it around. Well, I have some issues with that particular statement, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But credit score repair begins with a credit report. Request a free copy of your credit report and check it for errors. Your credit report contains the data used to calculate your score, and it may contain errors. In particular, check to make sure that there are no late payments incorrectly listed for any of your accounts. Because if they have you down as late, then your score diminishes. So that the later you are, the worse your score gets.
And be careful when you're getting your credit score because of all these people they advertise on TV. Free credit score.
Right.
Well, it's not free because you have to sign up for their monitoring service and you don't get that information until you've already signed up.
Yeah,
AnnualCreditReport.com is the place to go. It is actually free. It's mandated by the government. They have to give you a free credit report at least once a year. That's AnnualCreditReport.com.
Oh, thanks for that. Mm-hmm. And another thing people used to be worried about, you know, when you went to check your own credit, that would diminish the points.
Isn't that amazing?
I just want to check my own credit. Oh, it's going to cost you 3 points,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
And if you check your credit every day, pretty soon you'll have that 330 credit score just because you were checking to make sure everything was okay. They corrected that.
Mm-hmm.
They finally did. I guess if you complain, that's
sure.
That's the point. And they got it down. So now you can check your own credit card. And you know who else does that?
Who?
Reach.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, call the good folks at Reach. What's that number? 855-48-REACH. And talk to Dee or Kanisha there. Dee's the one that really, she's sharp on that credit stuff. She knows all about it. Now, we do charge for a credit check. It's $20 for a single person and $30 for a couple, but that's not a hard price to pay because the Reach folks are there to help you fill out the paperwork and get your credit straight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we won't do that for you. You'll have to do it. If you want to pay a firm to do that, well, they'll be happy to take your money. But according to the good folks at Reach, they tell me that they will show you how to take the paperwork and fill it out and file it. And again, the biggest thing that we're looking for here is mistakes, because we're all human, and the good folks at the credit bureau, when they're typing in all the information, maybe they took a bite of their sandwich or drank an extra sip of something and didn't get put in the right place. That's the mistakes that everyone talks about. There's another little tip that you could do. You could set up payment reminders. Remember, keeping your credit cards paid on time is crucial to having a good credit score. So set up some payment reminders. Making your credit payments on time is one of the biggest contributing factors to that credit score. Some banks offer payment reminders through their online banking portals that will send you an email or a text message reminding you when the payment is due.
Another big thing is the difference between what your maximum credit balance is and how much you spend. You want to keep that at 25%. Now, if your credit card is $1,000, that means you don't get your debt over $250. As long as you're on a $1,000 credit card, as long as your debt is 250 or less, it's going to add to your credit score. Your score will be better as you go above that. Once you get above 30%, it actually starts to hurt you.
Right. Yeah, there is a ratio. We'll talk about that in a second. Hey, but you know what, folks? If you have a credit issue that you have solved on your own, we'd like to hear about it. And we're going to open up the caller lines right now. And the number is 800-889-0267. That's 1-800-889-0267. If you've figured out a little credit trick, call it. Call us, and we'll share it with the folks. And as Steve was just saying, reducing the amount of debt you owe is the best way to increase your credit score. But, of course, that's easier said than done. One thing for sure, reducing the amount that you owe is going to be a little bit more satisfying than improving your credit score. Because if you pay off your debt, guess what? You've paid off your debt. That's a good thing. Another thing you could do to stop using your credit cards.
But that doesn't help your score.
Yeah.
If you want to raise your score, you can't stop using it. You have to pay it off within 20 days or whatever your period is. But if you stop using it altogether, that doesn't help your score.
You know, that's amazing. My wife said the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetheart, I can't stop using the credit card because it will ruin our credit score. I mean, that's the word.
Well, she's not only lovely, she's smart.
Hey, yeah, that's the way it works. Now, I have to tell you again, Dee Phillips is one of the top counselors over at the Reach Counseling Factory, and she says Reach offers free credit counseling if you're willing to do the paperwork. It could save you hundreds of dollars. Call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Just like anything else, if you want to play, you have to pay. At least you have to understand how the system works. And that's a little credit information there. You know, your credit history has the greatest effect on your score. 35% of the FICO score is calculated based on payment history. We can't emphasize that enough. Pay your credit cards on time. If it comes down to taking that trip to the Bahamas or paying the credit card, pay the credit card. That's what you have to do. All right, we're going to take a little break right here. And as soon as we come back, guess what? It's Mother's Day. And we have a little message for all the mothers out there. So stay tuned for that. Anything else? No, that's it. Mother's Day. You got to love it. Here we go.
Ain't got no home, I know place wrong. Ain't got no home, I know place wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, reach the number 4, housing.org, call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place wrong. Ain't got no home, I know place wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, with a very special message to all the mommies in the audience. Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and that means our crack radio, Reach Radio production team has come up with more information than we could possibly use about Mother's Day. So let's get started by saying Happy Mother's Day to the mothers everywhere and every place. Okay, Rick Snyder is here with all the Mother's Day trivia and facts. So what do you have, pray tell?
Well, first thing we should know is that Mother's Day was once called Mothering Sunday.
Hmm.
That's before it became modern and Mother's Day. The first Mother's Day occurred After the death of Anne Reeves Jarvis in 1908, her daughter, Anna Jarvis, sought to host a celebration to thank mothers everywhere for all they do. She held the first Mother's Day celebration in a Methodist church in Grafton, West Virginia, with financial backing from Philadelphia retail owner John Wanamaker. We've all heard of the Wanamaker.
Yeah.
Department stores. Thousands congregated in Philadelphia at the store for a Mother's Day celebration of their own, buying things. Why did the date change, you ask? Well, after Jarvis successfully held her first Mother's Day, she sought to make it a national celebration. After years of lobbying, she finally got the attention of President Woodrow Wilson. In 1914, he proclaimed the second Sunday in May, no matter what the date, would belong to moms across the nation.
You know, I think that was Wilson's way of saying, I'm sorry for creating the IRS.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The founder was not a mother. Jarvis, although she founded the American modern concept of Mother's Day, remained unmarried and childless throughout her throughout her entire life. Now, mom's value is immeasurable, but according to the National Retail Federation 2013 survey, consumers will spend an average of $168.94 on mom this year.
Yeah.
She does deserve it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
No matter where you are in the world, the Mother's Day is usually celebrated at the beginning of spring, and for good reason. Historically, older civilizations put much emphasis on honoring Mother Earth. Yes. Paying respects to the earth during this symbolic time of renewal was believed to ensure bountiful food and harvest that would sustain them throughout the year. The French celebrate Mother's Day on the last Sunday of May. It's more of a family holiday commemorated with a simple family dinner and a beautiful cake that looks like a bouquet of flowers.
They call it Charlie Mama.
How do you know that, Alan?
Hey, I read.
Mother's Day in Mexico is a fixed date. It's always the 10th of May. In Spain, December 8th, and coincides with many other religious celebrations in Maine. The origin of Mother's Day tradition in the U.S. slightly different. We know about Anna and Wanamaker's. 6 years later, the U.S. celebrated its first Mother's Day, and a billion-dollar Hallmark industry was born.
Yeah, imagine that, huh? Well, you know, Mother's Day is always observed on the second Sunday in May. This year, of course, as we've been saying all through the show here, it's celebrated tomorrow, May the 10th. And here is a few facts that you might want to know about Mother's Day.
I do.
All right. Did you know that 26 was the average age a mother gave birth for the first time in 2013? 26.
In 2013.
Yes.
Okay.
I think, Steve, in what did you say it was in?
In 1970, it was only 21.
Yeah. Ooh. So that indicates that folks are waiting a little longer to have kids, right? Mm-hmm.
At baby boomers, boom more.
Yep. Oh.
Careful.
Things that make you go boom. Okay. In the early days, people observed Mother's Day by going to church and writing letters to their mother, eventually sending cards and giving gifts and flowers were added to the tradition.
Guess how many Mother's Day cards were given this year, or will be given this year?
Two.
120 million Mother's Day cards are exchanged every year in the U.S.
That's a lot of cards. You know, consumers purchase on the average of 2.8 Mother's Day cards.
Mother, mother-in-law. Other mother-in-law, daughters,
girlfriend.
Whoops. Who said that?
You know, more people purchase fresh flowers and plants on Mother's Day. It's more than in any other day in the year except, can you guess, Christmas?
Valentine?
Christmas and Hanukkah.
Okay.
Kind of weird, huh? Yep. All right, well, and let's see. Here's a couple other quick facts. We spend close to $21.2 billion celebrating Mother's Day. 80% of the consumers will give cards, 67% give flowers, 54% take mom out to dinner. But $4.3 billion, with a B, will be spent on, guess what? Jewelry, because diamonds are forever. Yeah. Well, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Rick Snyder checks in with some credit protection ideas. So get your swipers ready. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment is ready for spring. Carlton Thompson says it's time to look around for foundation cracks. That's the place where creepy crawlers get in. You'll find out more on our house. And then Reach Radio's Hammer the Scammer segment will show you how to avoid being scammed by the simplest real estate scams ever. Stay tuned for the hammer. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
More than one in four U.S. renters have to use at least half of their family income to pay for housing utilities. That's the finding of an analysis of the census data by the Enterprise Community Partners. They're a nonprofit that helps to finance affordable housing. The number of such households has jumped 26% since 2007. Since the end of 2010, rental prices have surged at nearly twice the pace of the average hourly wage, according to data from the Labor Department. The crisis reflects one of the shortcomings of the recovery from the Great Recession. Income has failed to match rent increases. Now, at the same time, construction has failed to keep up with demands from renters. The recession moved more millennials, former homeowners who faced foreclosure and low-wage workers, into rental housing. A result is that 2.3 million more families face pressures that leave them perilously close to homelessness. Now, in the month of March of this year, the National Low-Income Housing Coalition reported a shortage of 7.1 million apartments for low-income renters. The shortages are most pronounced in Florida, Nevada, California, Arizona, Oregon, Utah, and Colorado. The city of West Palm Beach plans to put up for sale at least 50 abandoned, boarded-up, vacant houses. Over the years, the city has acquired some of the homes because the owner couldn't pay the property taxes, and some were foreclosures. Now, based on the city's figures, the city of West Palm Beach owns 181 vacant, abandoned houses and buildings and vacant lots, and those places have an assessed value of more than $25 million. The average value of a vacant lot is about $8,000, and they have an idea to give away vacant lots for free, but that still needs the approval of the West Palm Beach Community Redevelopment Agency. The CRA, which is made up of members of the City Commission, will vote on that proposal next week. With all of these places sitting empty and nobody living in them and paying property taxes, all these abandoned houses are eyesores that contribute nothing to the city's tax base. The mayor also says that they're working on a plan to have Habitat for Humanities, or students from a construction academy at a local high school, to renovate some of those abandoned houses and sell them at bargain prices. Mm-hmm. South Florida topped the metro regions, all metro regions of the United States, for year-over-year decreases in consumer debt in the first quarter, according to Equifax. The Atlanta-based company indicates that the Tri-County area cut its debt to $135 billion in the first quarter. That's down from $140 billion a year ago, but while overall consumer debt is decreasing, it's attributed mostly to the dip in mortgages. Another important metric linked to consumer debt is also shrinking, that is delinquencies. Delinquencies on non-mortgage debt, like auto, bank credit cards, and retail cards, was down 2.7% this year compared to the same time last year. A Florida law firm owner and two management service company executives agreed on Tuesday to nearly $12 million each in suspended judgments to settle the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau's claim that the firm collected more than $5 million in illegal fees by recruiting homeowners into a mass joinder lawsuit against mortgage lenders. Under the settlement, Mark Hoffman of the Hoffman Group agreed to an $11.7 million suspended judgment to repay the alleged illegal fees and to satisfy other penalties, ending the Bureau's claim that the Hoffman Law Group persuaded 1,200 underwater homebuyers to pay $6,000 up front, plus a $495 monthly maintenance fee for every following month. The Florida legislature will hold a special session to pass a new state budget, but what will be included in that budget? Nobody knows yet. House and Senate leaders on Wednesday told members to return to the state capitol from June 1st to June 20th for a special session. But Senate President Andy Gardner and House Speaker Steve Crisfoli have not released an official proclamation that spells out what items will be voted on during the 20-day session. This year's session fell apart after the House abruptly adjourned 3.5 days early. The two chambers are at odds over health care spending and whether the state should extend coverage to 800,000 Floridians. House leaders are opposed to Medicaid expansion, and legislators must pass a budget by June 30th to avoid a government shutdown. Think there are no more real estate steals in Palm Beach County? A two-bedroom home just came on the market Wednesday for $10,000 in Riviera Beach. That's right. It was built in 1950. The 1,100-square-foot home has one bathroom and is concrete block. Its total market value, a little over $25,000, according to the property appraiser. But you might want to do a little digging before you make an offer on this one. Here's why. According to the listing agent, any potential buyer must sign a hold harmless agreement in regards to code violations, fees, or liens associated with the property even before they get to look at the interior of it. The home was purchased via tax deed sale in 2013 by investors, so depending on what the homeowner finds, maybe this isn't such a steal after all. Still, in the month of February, there were 64 homes in Palm Beach County with listing prices under $50,000. That's a 12% increase from February of 2014. Legendary Florida environmentalist Nathaniel Reed has added his voice to the chorus of disapproval of the Florida legislature. He says the body's failure to enact key legislation, as the House quit early over the Medicaid funding fight, has made the state the laughingstock of the country. Among many bills that died as a result were laws to put in motion Amendment 1. That's the amendment that dedicated millions of dollars to acquire and restore conservation and recreation lands in Florida. Lawmakers still have a chance to address Amendment 1 funding during the special session of the legislature. It's going to begin sometime this spring. Now, I have to warn you, if you're having lunch right now, put the spoon down or turn the radio down, because this story is gross.
Oh.
Okay?
Hold on, let me turn up my volume.
Are you ready? A former Delta Airlines flight attendant, Tina Brock, and her husband have filed a lawsuit against the Atlanta Airlines Terminal Corporation after an incident they say left Tina suffering from PTSD and a damaged sex life. The flight attendant was sleeping at the Atlanta Airport Lounge between flights when she woke up to a strange gushing sound. She was immediately covered in urine and feces from a burst sewage pipe over her head. Tina, along with other flight attendants, were trapped in the room as more sewage spilled through the exit door. The waste continued to spew into the room until it was more than a foot deep, trapping Mrs. Brock in a closet, where she says she vomited and gagged repeatedly. The former flight attendant says that she still suffers from the 2012 incident. She's been diagnosed with PTSD and claims she can't have sex with her husband anymore due to that incident. Instead of airport staff helping the flight attendants out of the disgusting situation, Mrs. Brock says they left the room as nobody wanted to enter the disgusting scene to help them. Instead, people threw her trash bags and told her them to wrap them around her legs as she stood in the foot-deep sea of urine and feces.
I just want to know one thing.
And ladies and gentlemen, I apologize deeply for that story. But it's one of those water cooler things that everybody's talking about.
Yep.
And I read this story to my wife, and she turned to me and she said, ain't that some stuff?
Yeah. I want to know this. Did they knock three times, or was it twice on the pipe that caused that mess to happen? Oh, thanks for the news.
That was a terrible story, but of all the ones we did about all the real estate and mortgage prices and interest rates, that's the one people are going to talk about.
I think you're right.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, the importance of credit is no big secret, but it's also the biggest reason people are turned down for financing. Earlier in the show, we spoke about how to manage your credit, and now we want to tell you how to protect your credit. And Rick Snyder, our show producer. I almost had you doing the news.
I know. Yeah. I can do that too, though.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Do the news.
All right. You worked hard to establish your credit. You want to protect that credit. So advice number one, secure your devices and online accounts. The mobile devices make our lives easier, but they're also great opportunities for thieves to steal your information. Limit the chances of your identity being compromised by password protecting your devices and taking advantage of the auto lock function. Now,
yeah, but those are a pain. Nobody likes to use those.
Well, but nobody likes to have their credit stolen or their identity
stolen either. True.
This is the best way to do it. For example, choose a strong password. If you write password,
it's strong,
you can put that in. I like one of yours, Al.
Oh,
the
you're gonna tell everybody else password.
Yeah. Yeah, your
my social security number.
That's it. What is it again?
No.
You have on your I think it's your Wi-Fi, contains a virus. Nobody will go there.
That's the name of the router.
Yeah.
Virus detected.
Yeah, virus detected. Very good. But if you don't want to do that, you can install a long, complex passwords that include different letters, cases, numbers, symbols, and don't include parts of your social security number, your date of birth, or any other identifying information.
Right.
Even better, use a program like LastPass to generate random and ultra-secure passwords for you. You've got to be careful because they're out there looking for you. Shop safely online. With 24/7 access, no crowds, and variety, online shopping is a convenient alternative to going to the store, unless you're careful. That is, if you're careful about where you shop.
Here's a little idea for you.
Okay.
You know, you could get a debit card for just opening up an account.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I do. I open up an account. I put $10 in the account.
Mm-hmm.
When I see something online that I want to buy, say it's $80, I go make an $80 deposit to the account, and I buy the item. Then I'm right back down to the $10 balance. It stays right there. Folks, you want to hack me for $10? Have at it.
Now, once you've taken Alan's advice, make sure that the documents you have are shredded. Seems old-fashioned, but this standard piece of advice still rings true. If thieves sort through your trash, and they do, or your recycling bin, and find forms, blank statements, credit card bills, receipts, or other documents that contain your personal information, they could easily piece together enough data to create fraudulent accounts in your name.
Mm-hmm.
Buying and using a shredder to destroy confidential material is a quick and easy way to minimize this responsibility.
Absolutely. I had a shredder one time.
And?
She's gone now.
I have something to add quickly.
Go ahead.
Talk to your bank about that debit card. Because when you're buying stuff online, for most banks, the rules that protect you using a debit card are not the same as with a credit card. With a credit card, the most you can possibly be responsible for is $50.
That's
not
right.
The case with all debit cards. So find out from your bank what is the amount that you're responsible for if somebody steals your debit card.
Right. Or, like you say, keep that balance
That's a good
low.
Idea.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens when they start hacking and they look in there and they go, let's get this guy. Oh, he's got $10.
Yeah, it's like somebody breaking into your car. They walk up to your car and go, oh, this poor guy's got nothing.
They'll leave that alone.
All right, so now you've got all your stuff shredded. You need to proactively guard your key information. A huge part of protecting your identity comes down to you. While it's great to see the best in people, adopt a skeptical mindset when it comes to sharing your personal information. Question why someone is asking for it and withhold as many details as you can. Did you know that providing your zip code, phone number, or email address to retailers isn't typically mandatory? Merchants usually just use this information to create your profile. Financial institutions also seldom solicit sensitive information via email. If you receive a legitimate-looking email asking you to click on a mysterious link or requesting your social security number or password, call the official customer service number or go directly to this site just to be safe. Another way to protect yourself is to limit what you bring with you. While carrying around all of your credit cards and login information may feel easy and convenient, your life could easily turn into a nightmare if somebody steals your wallet or purse and your identity disappears along with it. Do yourself a favor. Carry only what you need and negotiate with somebody asking you for these numbers. We just bought a new TV set, and they said, we need your social security number.
Oh.
And I said, why? This was a box retailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the sales guy, who was very sharp, looked at me and said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I said, I'll give you the last four numbers. Okay.
You know what I tell them? I tell them that my social security number is the same as the algorithm for a virus. And if you put my social security number in your computer, you'll get a virus. And you know what? They never ask.
You know, here's the bottom line in all this. Your credit score is an extremely important factor that may affect whether you're approved for credit and how much you'll pay to borrow. That's your interest rate.
Or a house, if you a mortgage for a house.
Absolutely. Don't wait until identity theft happens to you by putting time and effort into protecting your information today. You may save a lot of hassles in the future. Watch your passwords. Don't give out your private information. We've talked about this week after week. Don't give your private information out, especially through an email. Protect your credit.
All right, thanks, Rick. We appreciate all that. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Easy number to remember. Give Pat a call right now as he's standing by the phones. This property is located in Riviera Beach. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath home, which is a perfect family starter home. Which means there's an extra bedroom for your in-laws until the baby arrives. After that, if you don't need the space, you have a built-in babysitter. It's a good thing. There's 880 square feet of living space. It's sitting on a 9,400 square foot lot, and it has central air and all new appliances. FHA conventional financing gets the job done, and of course, cash puts the name on your deed. Indeed, and REITs counselors tell me that this particular property is priced so right, a qualified buyer could wind up with a, check this out, $278 monthly mortgage. You can't get much lower than that. The interest rates are low. The price on this property is low, and you can get right in there. It's a pretty dang good deal. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath home, 880 square feet of living space, and that's in Riviera Beach. And, you know, we always tell you the address so you can Google map it and take a look for yourself, and it is 227 West 29th Street in Riviera Beach. That's 227 West 29th Street in Riviera Beach. The zip code 33404. Check that out on Google, and you can see that for yourself. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Give her a call right now, 561-351-8000. I know she's out of the state right now. Not to worry. Give her a call. Tell her you're listening on the radio show and you're interested in that home in Riviera Beach. There you go. All right. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. A hat tip always to our first-time home buyers. They realized the dream in 2015, so congratulations to you all. And a proper hat tip to Jack Tracy. Jack, you're out of the hospital. You're doing well. He's on the better side of wellness, and we thank the good Lord in heaven for that. We invite you to check out our Reach Radio website at www.reachradioshow.com. That's where all the archives are listed. So,
our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Ding! It is time to get into Our House, and this week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing agency. We'd like to tell you that Carlton's on the phone right now, but he has evaded us. I don't know how he did it, but that's all right. I know what he was going to talk about. We're looking for cracks in your foundation, and I've spoke to him about this before, and I can tell you that that's where all the creepy crawlers get in. And I know that's not something that you like to walk around your house every other 2 weeks and look for cracks in the foundation, but you should at least every 6 months take a walk around the house, take a look where the ground meets the foundation, and see if you have cracks in that, because that's where all the little the animals get in. If you remember, Carlton told us a few weeks ago that a mouse could get into the hole about the size of a quarter or less. Anything that their head fits through, the rest of the body fits through. So when you're scratching your head trying to figure out how the little mice got into the house, and if you, like us, we hate those mice to pieces, then that's where they're coming in through the foundation. Also, that's where the termites and the ants and everything else come in, Rick.
They love to come in. They see that little opening, and they are in there. Did you talk to Carlton about patching these cracks?
Yes, and it comes down, there's a couple of different things you have to be aware of. If it's a foundation crack, in other words, on the floor, if it's a crack on the floor, don't mess with that. Call a professional, have him come in, take a look at it, because if that falls down, it's like a sinkhole. You know, even the littlest, tiniest sinkhole can cause a crack in your foundation. Mm. And if it lowers an inch, guess what? That means that your roof truss and the gablings are lowered an inch. You can do some major damage, or your home will do major damage for you by letting these cracks go. So you have to keep off the crack.
So you walk around the house.
Yep.
look for the cracks. Mm-hmm. Hopefully there won't be any.
Right.
But at that point, you will definitely need to call a professional to come in. At least
right.
take a look.
Right.
May not be much of anything, but don't try it yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I asked Carlton about that specifically, and he said there's a couple of different cracks. One's called a crack gap, and the other one's just a crack. If it's just a little crack, that's where the ants will get in, and the termites will get in. And that, you can just take a little concrete, sacrete, I think is what they call it. You can get it at one of the box stores there and just spread it over the crack, and you're done. But if it's a gap, if it's a quarter of an inch or more, then you have major problems, and you should call a professional.
And how about insect repellent around the foundation as well? You walk through, you spray. That also keeps them out.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a deterrent as well.
And if you get the right stuff, and of course, if Carlton were here with us, he'd say, go to JohnDeereLandscapes.com and check that out. And they do have all the coolest chemicals and everything, and they know what they're doing there. And they'll help direct you because, you know, around the foundation, close to the house, if you're spraying, that's great, unless you have a cat or a dog. So you have to make sure what you're putting down there isn't going to hurt any of the animals.
Good idea to look up, too. The house that I had over in Palm Springs, we're sitting in the living room one day, and I hear
mm-hmm.
scratching sound.
Yeah.
And I go up in the attic, and I look, and there's a raccoon up there that had to be 10 pounds. This
wow.
thing was huge.
It wasn't Rocky raccoon.
No, it wasn't. But I wish Bullwinkle was there to get him out. And it turns out that around the back of the house where the soffit and fascia meet,
yes.
there's an air vent there.
Yes.
And it had a little bit of screen on it, but the screen was torn. So apparently this thing somehow got up there when it was a baby and grew up in my attic. So also look up at the soffit and fascia and make sure those screens are all tight because that's another way varmint can get in.
So you're supporting raccoons.
Well, actually, I gave this house to the raccoon and I moved up here to North Palm Beach.
Well, when we return, grab your hammers because we are about to hammer the scammer. Our super sensitive soap producer is about to suit up. Only in America, according to Real Estate Life, there are five times as many vacant houses as there are homeless.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth, or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. And we'd like to thank Frogman Henry there for that nice Ain't Got No Home. Folks, that song was recorded in 1959. Can you believe that? Before most of you were born. Ouch. Okay. All right. Well, here we are with a special message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance. And you'll also receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. REACH counselors say, start your journey to homeownership today. And you can do that by calling them at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop. We've been talking about that all day today. And that will help you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. And we know the reason for that because if you're looking for a home and you want to get credit, you need to have a good credit record. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge, because the law mandates that it's free. So when you hear those other folks on here say, call us and we'll give you some foreclosure counseling, watch out for the fees. You won't have those at Reach. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every single day. They know what the banks want and they know what the banks require. That's because Reach works with the government agencies that makes all the rules. Our trained counselors are there right now to help you out and help you qualify for your first home. If you be a first-time home buyer, and we know what a first-time home buyer is, right, Rick?
Yes.
That's the guy that hasn't owned a home in the last three consecutive years. And what a nice thing that they did for the folk out there. You know, it's a really super forgiveness program. So call the good folks at Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All of the classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Oh, remember, press zero for the operator over the weekends there. Don't miss out. Reach out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there and we must be aware. Let's check in with our show producer right now, Rick Snyder. What do you got?
Well, I got the website scambusters.org.
I love it.
And they're telling us 21 different ways to protect your credit card because the scammers are looking. Number one, keep an eye on your credit card every time you use it and make sure you get it back as quickly as possible. Don't let your credit card out of your sight whenever possible.
You know, when you hand the clerk that card, right, the only thing that should be going on in your mind is get that card back, get that card back, get that card back.
Be very careful to whom you give your credit card to. Don't give out your account number over the phone unless you initiate the call and you know the company is reputable. Don't give your credit card info out when you receive a phone call.
The credit card companies don't do that, folks, by the way. They don't call you like that.
They may say there's been a computer problem and the caller needs you to verify information. Legitimate companies will never call you to ask for a credit card number over the phone. Don't respond to emails that request you provide your credit card info via email. And don't ever respond to emails that ask you to go to a website to verify personal and credit information. Those are phishing scams.
Phishing.
Never provide your credit card information on a website that is not secure. Sign your credit cards as soon as you receive them. Sign the back of that card. Shred your credit card the applications that you receive. PIN numbers. Valuable, don't share them. Don't write them on your credit card or have it anywhere near your credit card. Use your phone number. That's kind of cool.
You know, Steve said something to me the other day about signing the back of the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remember, the people that give us this information are the credit card people.
Yes.
So, you know, what they want and what we want to give them could be two different things. As Steve says, don't sign the back of your credit card.
Oh.
Make them ask you for ID.
You know, I write that in the little panel. I write, ask for photo ID.
That's correct. And that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I know that, and why didn't I think of that? never leave your credit cards laying around. Don't leave them in the car. Don't leave them on a counter. Shield your credit card number so that others around you can't copy it or capture it on a cell phone or on other camera.
Oh, that's cool.
Scammers are everywhere. You have a safe place at home? Keep a list in that secure place with all your account numbers and expiration dates as well as the phone number and addresses of each bank that has issued you a credit card. Keep this list updated each time you get a new credit card. Only carry around credit cards that you absolutely need. Don't carry around the extra ones. There are dozens of ways. Remember, protect your credit. Don't give out secure information ever.
Wow, that's great information. Well, that's about all the time left to us today, folks. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We'd like to thank our guest for stopping by, even though none stopped by today. But we'd like to thank him. Well, actually, we do have one. He's hanging out there ready for after the show deal there. Special shout out to future home buyers. This is your year. Take a hold of the moment. Don't miss out. Reach out. Check out the show website again, reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. You may take a look at our Spotlight Home of the Week. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next Saturday live from noon to one.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
ain't got no home. I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.